Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. In this episode, I wanted to explore what it means to be a manager for a development team, and more importantly, in the world of diverse, cross-functional, self-managing value stream teams. Does the manager still have a role to play? Picture this. You've successfully built a software development team that's as diverse as it is dynamic. They are cross-functional, self-managing, and entirely focused on delivering continuous value. You've assembled the dream team. But here's the central question we'll be grappling with today. If you've created this ideal team, what role, if any, should you as the manager play? Could you have possibly made yourself redundant? This isn't just a philosophical question. It's a pressing reality for today's managers, not just in software development, but in any knowledge-based field. Understanding how to cultivate and interact with these new age teams is crucial for achieving better results in software development and creating a thriving work culture. And as we explore this question, I'll be drawing ideas from the book Drive by Daniel Pink. Pink introduces us to the three intrinsic motivators that can supercharge any team's performance: purpose, autonomy, and mastery. I've talked about Drive previously, and it still stands as one of the best leadership books out there, in my opinion. Let's start by looking into the characteristics that define a modern software development team. This is the canvas on which today's managers must paint, and understanding these features is key to navigating the complex terrain of contemporary software leadership. First up, diversity. In an industry where innovation is king, having a team with a varied background, skills, and perspective isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. Diversity fuels creativity and problem solving. Imagine a room full of people who all think the same way. You'll likely end up with the same old ideas. Now, inject some diversity into that room and watch the magic happen. Different viewpoints clash, merge, and evolve into something new and often groundbreaking. Next, we have cross-functionality. Modern software development isn't about working in silos. It's about collaborative work across different areas of expertise. A cross-functional team means you get developers, designers, testers, project managers, all working together. Think of it like a well-cooked stew, where each ingredient adds a unique flavor. When they all simmer together, you get something delicious. Something that's greater than the sum of its parts. Then there's the concept of self-management. The team of today are no longer just executors of orders. They are decision makers. They have the autonomy to choose their path, make their plans, and carry them out. This not only fosters a sense of ownership, but also enables agility. Think about it. Who knows better how to solve a problem than the team that face it day in and day out? And lastly, but certainly not least, value stream alignment. In today's competitive environment, it's all about delivering continuous value to the customers. This means aligning everything the team does with the ultimate goal of creating value. It's not just about finishing tasks. It's about contributing to the larger picture, the ongoing stream of value that flows from the organization to the customer. These characteristics, diversity, cross-functionality, self-management, and value stream alignment, are the pillars of a modern software development team. They set the stage for a way of working that is fluid, creative, and aligned with today's fast-paced, ever-changing technological landscape. We've explored the essential characteristics of a modern software development team. But what does this mean when it comes to hiring, remuneration, and promotion? The answer to these questions may surprise you. In traditional models, these decisions often fall squarely on the shoulders of managers. But today's agile self-managing teams are taking the reins. Collective decision-making is at the heart of this new approach. Imagine a team that not only does the work, but also has a say in who joins them, how they're compensated, and when they're ready for a promotion. Sounds empowering, doesn't it? But it's not just about power. It's about tapping into the collective wisdom of the team. Who better to evaluate a potential new hire's fit than the very people that they'll be working with? Who better to assess performance and readiness for advancement than those who see each other's work up close, day after day? But there's more. We talked about diversity earlier, and here's where it shines again. A diverse team, by its very nature, brings different perspectives to the table. This minimizes individual biases and leads to fairer decisions. Think about it. If one person makes all the hiring decisions, their biases, conscious or unconscious, will invariably affect those decisions. But when a diverse group is making the call, those biases are more likely to be neutralized. The result? Decisions are more balanced, more in line with the actual needs and values of the team, and ultimately, more just. So, the next time you're facing a hiring decision, a salary negotiation, or a promotion, consider involving the team. Test out the collective wisdom and see the difference it makes. The modern software development team isn't just a cog in the machine. It's an active participant, shaping its destiny. So, I've talked about what a modern software development team is. But let's pause for a moment and explore the free concept from Daniel Pink's book, Drive, Purpose, Autonomy and Mastery, and how they underpin the modern software development team. Let's start with purpose. Purpose isn't just a lofty ideal. It's a concrete force that can energize and direct a team's efforts. But how does this relate to the role of a manager? As a manager, you hold the compass that can guide your team towards a sense of purpose. It's not about dictating what to do. It's about helping them see the why. Why does their work matter? How does it contribute to something bigger? Imagine your team not as mere task completers, but as contributors to a grand mission. Share the vision, highlight the impacts, and watch how it transforms their approach to their work. Purpose drives passion, commitment, and creativity. It's like adding fuel to the fire of innovation. But instilling purpose isn't just an internal team matter. It's about aligning the team's purpose with the organization's goals. This alignment creates a clear path that connects the individual, the team, and the organization. As a manager, you can create bridges between what the organization aims to achieve and what drives your team members. It's about finding that sweet spot where personal passions meet organizational aspirations. When this alignment occurs, it's like a symphony where each musician plays their part, but together they create a harmonious masterpiece. In summary, purpose isn't just a philosophical concept. It's a practical tool. As a manager, you have the power to weave purpose into the fabric of your team, aligning it with your organization's goals and turning ordinary tasks into extraordinary journeys. We've talked about purpose. Now it's time to explore another potent fuel that can supercharge a modern software development team: autonomy. This concept, so eloquently laid out by Daniel Pink, speaks to our innate desire to direct our lives. But what does it mean in the context of a team? And what role does a manager play? Let's find out. Autonomy isn't about letting go without direction. It's about empowering. Imagine giving your team the wheel, allowing them to navigate, make decisions, and learn from the journey. Sounds exciting, right? And it's more than just a thrill. It's a pathway to growth, innovation, and responsibility. As a manager, you can create the space for self-management. You set the boundaries, provide the tools, and then step back, allowing the team to thrive. It's about trust, faith in their abilities, and recognition that they have the insight and creativity to forge their path. But autonomy doesn't mean anarchy. There's a delicate balance to strive between guidance and freedom. You're still the guide, the mentor, the one who can see the broader landscape. Think of it like teaching someone to ride a bike. Initially, you may hold the back, steadying them, but then you let go, allowing them to pedal on their own. You're still there, ready to help if needed, but you give them the freedom to explore, to wobble, to find their balance. That's the essence of autonomy in a team setting. It's about knowing when to lead and when to follow, when to step in and when to step aside. It's an art, and mastering can unlock levels of creativity, motivation, and achievement that are truly remarkable. So, as you reflect on your role as a manager, consider how you can cultivate autonomy within your team. Explore the balance between guidance and freedom, and see how it transforms not only your team's work, but also your own approach to leadership. We've delved into purpose and autonomy. Now we arrive at the third powerful intrinsic motivator outlined by Daniel Pink: mastery. This isn't just about being good at something. It's about the ongoing pursuit of excellence, the never-ending journey of growth and self-improvement. But how does this relate to your role as a manager in a software development team? Let's explore. Mastery isn't a destination. It's a path. It's about continuous learning, constant growth, and the pursuit of excellence in one's craft. And you, as a manager, can be the gardener who tends the soil, nourishes the plants, and watches them bloom. It's about creating an environment where learning is celebrated, where challenges are opportunities, and where failure is not a dead end, but a stepping stone. Encourage your teams to take risks, to experiment, to stretch beyond their comfort zones. Provide the resources, the time, the support they need to learn and grow. But mastery isn't just an individual pursuit. It's a collective ethos. And it's about fostering a culture where innovation and improvement are not just encouraged, but expected. Think about it like a laboratory where curiosity thrives, where new ideas are welcomed, where creativity is the currency. It's a place where good enough is never good enough, where the status quo is always being questioned, where the team is always in a perpetual dance with innovation. As a manager, you can be a catalyst for this culture. Celebrate the small victories, learn from the setbacks, and keep pushing the boundaries. Your belief in mastery, your commitment to it, can infect your team with a passion for excellence. In conclusion, mastery is more than a skill level. It's a mindset, a way of life. It's about striving for excellence, not just in what you do, but how you do it. As a manager, your role is vital in nurturing that pursuit, in planting the seeds of continual growth, and in cultivating a culture where innovation and improvement are not just words, but lived experiences. Okay, now that we've covered Daniel Pink's three intrinsic motivators, let's say that you've done your work exceptionally. You've created a team that embodies those three intrinsic motivators: the purpose, autonomy, and mastery. You've successfully created a self-managing, cross-functional, and value-aligned team. Does this render you redundant? Let's explore this, focusing on the transition from controller to coach and facilitator. In a rapidly changing landscape, the role of manager is transforming. Gone are the days when a manager solely directed and controlled. Today's managers are more like coaches, facilitators, and enablers. Imagine standing on the sidelines, not dictating the play, but guiding it, encouraging experimentation, facilitating collaboration, and supporting growth. You're not holding the reins tightly, but empowering the team to steer their course. It's about trust, empathy, and understanding that each team member has unique strengths and aspirations. Your role is to foster those strengths, guide those aspirations, and help the team flourish. This shift from controlling to a supporting role might sound like stepping into the shadows, but it's far from it. It's about creating an environment where the team can thrive, not despite your presence, but because of it. It's a delicate balance, knowing when to intervene and when to step back. It's not about giving up control, but transferring it. Instead of holding the wheel, you're building the road, smoothing the way, removing obstacles, providing the tools and resources that enable the team to excel. In essence, building a modern software team doesn't make you irrelevant. It makes you indispensable in a new, more profound way. It's about leading without dominating, guiding without dictating, and creating a space where success is a shared journey, not a dictated destination. Okay, so now that we've explored the fascinating transformation of managers as coaches, facilitators, and enablers, now we arrive at the provocative question. Is the ultimate goal of a manager to build such a capable, autonomous team that they render themselves redundant? Let's consider both sides of the argument. The idea that a manager might build a team so strong and self-sufficient that they no longer need management is both intriguing and challenging. In a world where autonomy, mastery, and purpose guide the team, is there really a place for traditional management? It can be argued that in building a high-performance, self-managing team, the manager's role diminishes. The team take the reins, make decisions, innovate, and even handle aspects like hiring and remuneration. So where does the manager fit in? But let's look at the other side. While the role is changing, it's not disappearing. A manager in a modern software development team isn't a mere overseer, but a visionary, a strategist, a mentor. Teams might self-manage daily tasks, but who aligns them with the broader organizational goals? Who nurtures the culture, mentors individual growth, and ensures the team continue to evolve and innovate? Who's the navigator, guiding through the complex landscape of business challenges and opportunities? These are roles that don't become obsolete, they become more vital. A manager's expertise, experience, and insights are assets that can transcend task management. They're about ensuring that the team not only performs, but thrives in alignment with the broader organization. So, is the manager making themselves redundant? The answer is complex. While the traditional controlling role may diminish, a new, more valuable role emerges. One of inspiration, guidance, and strategic alignment. It's a transformation that's exciting and filled with potential. Embracing this new understanding of management doesn't mean stepping aside, but stepping up to a different, more impactful role. So consider this not as an ending, but as a new beginning. As landscapes change, so do we, evolving into new roles which are richer, more nuanced, and ultimately more rewarding. As we come to the close of this episode, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've covered. The world of modern software development is complex and ever-changing, and so too is the role of the manager within it. We began by painting a picture of the diverse, cross-functional, self-managing, and value-driven teams that are at the heart of today's software development world. We explored the importance of collective decision-making in hiring, remuneration, and even promotion, and how a team's diversity can lead to fairer and more innovation and better decisions. Then we delved into the intrinsic motivators as outlined by Daniel Pink in his book Drive, Purpose, Autonomy, and Mastery, examining how they align with the evolving role of managers in fostering a sense of meaning, empowering teams, and encouraging continuous growth and innovation. Finally, we grappled with the provocative question, is a manager making themselves redundant as they build a strong, autonomous team? We found the answer is not a simple yes or no. Rather, that the role is transforming, not disappearing. What's clear from our exploration is that the role of a manager is not static. It's dynamic, continually evolving. The move from a controlling figure to a coach, a facilitator, a visionary is testament to the richness and complexity of the modern manager. It's a journey filled with opportunities, challenges, and immense rewards. A journey that asks you to rethink, reevaluate, and reimagine what it means to lead. So, how are you fostering purpose, autonomy, mastery within your teams? How are you navigating this shifting landscape? And if you haven't already, do explore Daniel Pink's book Drive for deeper insights into these intrinsic motivators. Remember, management is not a destination. It's a journey, a continual process of growth, learning and adaption. Embrace the change, engage with the idea, and become the leader your team needs for the future. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.